Folks, the Short North neighborhood in Columbus, Ohio is being called insensitive and politically incorrect. What the heck is going on? Folks, the Short North neighborhood in Columbus, Ohio is a fast-growing arts, residential, and business district that is hip, it's happening, and it's also being called insensitive and politically incorrect. How do those two things mix? And here's why. They are limiting residents and patrons of the businesses in that area to people that are 5 feet tall and under. You would say, well, that's going to drive down business. That's going to limit tourism. But it's been that way since they dubbed the area the Short North. This discriminates against people that are taller than 5 feet. Honey, I would like to visit the Short North, but I'm 6'3", a guy could say, and you, honey, are 5'5", and they won't let us in that area. It's confusing. Short North? Does that mean that on the south side are all the tall people, the tall south? Is that what they're saying? Is that what is happening in Columbus, Ohio? Short North, tall south? The city is segmenting people by height? It's outrageous. It's outrageous. This can't be a good development. This can't be the way to go. We have so much discrimination and alienation in society already. Why create another segment of people based on height? It doesn't make any sense. If you continue on this path, what's next? Why not discriminate on hair color? Hey, you can only live, shop, and play in Platinum Blonde West if you go to a salon to get your roots done once a month. You can only live in Ginger East if both your parents are Irish and you get sunburns from the moon. Technically, moonburns. And then, of course, you'll need slogans to promote these areas. Tourist slogans to encourage people that fit those criteria to go to those areas of town. Ginger East for people with healthy red hair and pale, sickly white skin. Or Ginger East, when you're so pale, we can see your internal organs. Or Platinum Blonde West, when your real hair color isn't good enough. And if you are planning to segment society by hair color, what about these people you see on the street where their hair doesn't fit in any one color category? Like, what about that girl with brown hair that has had the same pink and blue streaks in it since seventh grade? Where does she get to live? Clintonville? Folks, if you think it's outrageous that the Short North is limiting residents and visitors to people 5 feet tall and under, and have been for years, then let us know. Email me at jditzel@joeditzel.com, or of course, just leave a comment right here. Folks, that's all I have for now. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.